Is it my turn yet? Are you done? I've tried three times now to start. Okay. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Frank Chaxfield and Baby I'm Yours. Anne Murray in there with a love song. Ronnie Aldridge and My Shelley Gilmore. I always have to say it that way. I don't know why. Bobby Edwards and Rainy Day People. Sid Dale, Let's Put It All Together. And Lex de Azevedo with his version of Stop in the Name of Love. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're joining me for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, the second episode of the seventh season already. And nice to be with you on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT. And just for that, I feel duty-bound to play this.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Ha-ha.
And we all know it makes us feel better.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata.
It always makes me wonder if Brian Prothero, who wrote and sang that, knew how Pittsburgh that song truly has become. Here's Floyd Kramer. Hey, good looking. We'll be back for you later. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Grant takes us to the top of the hour with Swingin' Gently. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to SRE. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? We'll be right back.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Girl in hand. relation, hometown queen. Mary sent to what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly.
The Anita Kerr Singers and At 17, originally done by Janice Ian. Started this hour off with Bob James, You're As Right As Rain. I'm As Right As Rain. Well, not exactly, but anyhow, you are listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with Eric O'Brien, either on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, or Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh. Good to have you with us and enjoying the second program of the seventh season. And if you're looking for historical events that happened on these dates here, June 3rd, 1989, can you believe this? Tiananmen Massacre, Chinese troops shoot pro-democracy protesters. Tiananmen Square seems like so long ago, yet yesterday at the same time. Wow. June 4th, 780 BC, China becomes the first to record a solar eclipse. The next big solar eclipse comes up in 2024, I believe. June 4th, 1070, Roquefort cheese is made in a cave in Roquefort, France. Well, that's where it got its name, I guess. Still sounds disgusting. June 5th, 1968, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. June 6th of 1933, the first drive-in theater opened in Camden, New Jersey. June 7th, 1892, George T. Simpson of Dayton, Ohio, patented the first clothes dryer using the heat from a stove. So it doubled up. June 8th, 1942, June 8th, 1942, Bing Crosby, not to be confused with that other guy I almost named, recorded Silent Night. Yeah, they did that back then. They recorded Christmas tunes in the summer in order to release them in time for Christmas. And June 9th, 1934, Disney's Donald Duck made his debut, and we celebrated his debut last hour in the holidays. Yes. Here's Burt Bacharach and Nikki. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
A dash of friendly talk and a huge helping of familiar music. That's the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Some of the greatest music ever recorded is on smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with James Last and Make This Night Last Forever. Oh, please don't. That would be way too long. Just way too long. Before that, Frank Chaxfield, A Little More Love, Botticelli, Looking Through the Eyes of Love, Eddie Haywood in Soft Summer Breeze, Burt Bacharach did Nikki. That tune actually was named for his daughter, Nikki. And Burt Bacharach is still with us in his 90s, I believe, and still performing occasionally and doing very well at it, as a matter of fact. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, go figure, California. A California man put his love of spicy food to the limit when he broke a Guinness World Record. He downed three Carolina Reaper chili peppers in 8.72 seconds, yeah. Yuck. Gregory Foster took on the record for the fastest time to eat three Carolina Reaper chilies at the Seaport Shopping Center in downtown San Diego and ended up eating six of the super hot peppers when his first attempt was disqualified. Oh, that's wonderful. Foster's second attempt ended in 8.72 seconds, successfully taking the record from Canadian pepper fan Mike Jack, who ate three Carolina Reapers in 9.72 seconds. The Carolina Reaper pepper has an average of 1,641,183 Scoville heat units compared to 2,500 to 8,000 SHU for the average jalapeno. Didn't know that. Didn't want to know that. He was practicing for an attempt like this, he says, is much more about mechanics and muscle memory, so he timed himself eating small sweet peppers to get the chewing and swallowing down to automatic responses. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. Burn your throat for nothing. Meanwhile, the man who holds the Guinness World Record for most squares tattooed on his body, 848, Says he has since added more squares to his body, as well as a special Guinness tattoo. Matt Gaughan was awarded the Guinness title for most squares tattooed on the body in 2014, when the squares on his body were tallied at 848. Gaughan says in a new video from Guinness that he has since added 20 to 30 more squares to his body in the form of various flags. The video also featured footage of Gaughan getting a Guinness World Records logo tattooed on the back of his leg at a convention in France. Well, talk about kissing up to the Guinness people, but my goodness, and believe it or not, these are all over his face as well. So in places that I couldn't even begin to imagine having a tattoo, not that I've ever begun to imagine that to begin with, but still, I mean, good Lord, 848 plus 20 or 30 more, so we're up to, what, 860 or something? That's crazy. Crazy, I'm telling you. Crazy. Here's John Fox and Reunited. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dennis Elliott. You're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: "At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John." Jimmy Dean did not just make sausage. He sang songs and starred in movies, and one of them was Big Bad John. Big Bad John was made into a movie starring Dean in 1990, I believe. The song itself came out in 1961. It was number one on the Hot Country and Western chart, the Hot 100, and the Easy Listening chart, made number two in the UK. Now, here's a little-known fact. Floyd Kramer, the piano player that we sometimes feature here on SRE, was hired to play piano for the song, but he came up with the idea of hitting a piece of steel with a hammer, and that's what you hear keeping the rhythm in the background of that song. Big John from Jimmy Dean. Before that, Botticelli with Ricky Don't Lose That Number, and John Fox did Reunited. Here's Bert Kempfert in Jumpin' Blue. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The music is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Fall in love again.
Your favorite beautiful music and some old chestnuts are heard on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. The sounds of a cuica drum. That's that little noise you hear in the background. It's a cuica drum. It's using friction to keep rhythm. Don't ask me about it. I've never seen one. I'll try one someday. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That was Al DeLore at the piano with the theme from MASH, otherwise known as Suicide is Painless. Don't ask me. They never did the words on the TV show, right? Yeah, well, there are words to it. Just go with the melody. Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. John Gregory and Moonlight Feels Right. Frank Purcell with St. Nicholas. And David Benoit did Keys Song. Remember when that was used as background music on the Weather Channel? Yeah, right. And Bert Kempfert did Jumpin' Blue. I know all kinds of silly, useless facts that you probably don't remember. I'm surprised I do sometimes. Here's David Snell and the harp. It's Cloud 7 on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
Oh, we've reached the end of another program. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number S7-2. Make that Y7-2.
Does it really matter what letter it is?
No, not really.
Patches or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Shop.